Another 193 sockeye were caught on Sunday. The catch at Station 2 was just 2 fish, but the catch increased up to 26 sockeye at Station 4. The catch at Station 6 was 46 sockeye, and the catch at Station 8 was 63. The catch at Station 10 was 56 sockeye. Sunday's fishing effort produced a daily replacement index number of 38. That's the lowest replacement index number since June the 28th. The daily traditional index number from Sunday's fishing effort was 83. That pushed the cumulative traditional index number up to 1,716. The latest genetic information from the Port Muller test fishery was released Sunday night for the sockeye caught through the test fishery on Wednesday and Thursday of last week. 50.3% of the sockeye analyzed carried the genetic signal for the Quijack River, 12.2% were identified as a Gooshik River sockeye, 11.1% of the sockeye were apparently headed to the Igigik River, 8.2% apparently carried the genetic signal for the Ugashik River, 9.2% carried the genetic signal for the Naknek River, 1.8% were identified as sockeye headed to the Alagnak River. 4.9% of the analyzed sockeye held the genetic signal for the Nooshigak River, but just 1.6% were bound for the Wood River. There was no genetic signal identified for the Togiak River, but 0.7% of the analyzed sockeye were headed to the Kuskokwim River. The latest genetic data covers sockeye caught on July the 2nd and 3rd. Figuring in the current travel time of 5 to 6 days between the test fishing grounds and the inshore fishing districts of Bristol Bay puts those fish inshore in the next couple of days. The ongoing Port Muller test fishery is currently scheduled to fish through this coming Thursday. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.